That Tape Podcast. I'm Jay Probs, and today we're going to get into another daily recap. And you already know, NBA free agency day two. Got some more crazy stuff happening. Crazy rumors, crazy deals. And I mean, I guess we gotta start off with the biggest one, right? Damian Lillard requesting a trade from the Portland Trailblazers. He's requesting a trade finally. I feel like it's been years of just, nah, I'm gonna win a chip with Portland. I mean, he even said that now. We heard him, I feel like, this offseason say that he wants to stay in Portland. But hey, the Blazers GM released it. Joe Cronin, he released a statement. Dame once notified them he wants to play elsewhere. Probably a little bit due to the Scoot decision to draft Scoot Henderson, who's probably going to take majority of Dame's minutes. And you saw Scoot, he in an interview, he was like, I'm ready to take this spot. I'm ready to lead Portland. And I think that's kind of where Portland's headed, transitioning into this new era, and they can definitely get a lot for Dame. And just looking at his options, he could go probably anywhere. I saw Nets, Clippers, and the Heat were obviously big players in him. I mean, Heat obviously is they're the biggest biggest market, biggest team that a lot of people are projecting him, Dame, to go to. I mean, the Heat culture, all that just fits with Dame. The biggest thing is, can Miami pull together a package? You see, it's gonna almost certainly center around Tyler Herro. I'm not sure what other pieces they could possibly add, though. I mean, Duncan Robinson, solid salary filler, definitely gonna throw in a bunch of picks in there. But yeah, I'm not really sure what other young really proven talent they have that could match up anywhere near Dame's value. But we'll wait and see, because this saga is definitely gonna carry us over through majority of free agency. Hopefully it does not get done soon, so we have something to talk about. We're not just dead after like 3 days. But moving on to some more big news. We got a bunch of people signing some max extensions. LaMelo Ball signing a $260 million extension with the Charlotte Hornets. And in that same breath, Tyrese Haliburton getting a $260 million 5-year extension with the Indiana Pacers. So two young guards getting their money's worth. I mean, that's you have to do that. Both of those guys definitely deserve it. Some other interesting news from the Pacers, after they did sign Bruce Brown to a $40 million, $50 million contract, they are trading for Obi Toppin from the New York Knicks, sending 2 second-round picks to the Knicks, and they're getting Obi Toppin. So, I mean, that team is going to be fun to watch. You're going to see a lot of dunks and a lot of fast break transition highlights. Moving as well, man, I can't believe I forgot this. Desmond Bane as well agreeing to the 5-year, $207 million max contract. So that's, yeah, I mean, that's, what is that? 3 young guys getting those max, 5-year maxes. And hey, nothing but respect. These guys balled out. They definitely deserve that. Russell Westbrook, in other news, 2-year, $8 million deal to the LA Clippers. Getting that hometown discount, baby. But yeah, he's going there. We don't know if he's going to be partnering James Harden, which could be likely and could be very interesting. But you know what could be even more interesting? Damian Lillard to the Clippers. Imagine Damian Lillard and Russell Westbrook on the same team, man. I would pay big money to see that, man. Damian Lillard and Russell Westbrook on the same team. Like, after all that Portland OKC hate they had, it would just be so much fun. Now that I'm thinking about this, bro, I want this to happen. Damian Lillard to the Clippers, here we go, man. I'm ready for it. But yeah, that's basically the big news. The Rockets, I think they spent, $210 million on point guards so far, landing Fred VanVleet last night, and then signing Dylan Brooks to a four-year, $80 million contract. Got rid of a few pieces, Kenyon Martin Jr., Josh Christopher, a few guys I wouldn't really want to see go, but I mean, hey, we're building a contender now, so you got to get those vets in. We got Patty Mills. Brought in Uncle Jeff Green. So I'm happy about the vets, our experienced guys that we're bringing in. Dylan Brooks definitely brings that, I'd say, mixed bag. But he brings that energy. He brings that dog. So I'm ready to see what happens. But yeah, that's majority of our almost forgot. Dante DiVincenzo. 4-year, $50 million contract with the New York Knicks. I just had to throw it in there because, you know, the Nova Knicks now. I feel like that's what we have to call them, because they just so many Villanova players. You have Jalen Brunson, DiVincenzo, just to name a few. I think that's just something cool. You know, you have to look at some cool things right there, as well as Josh Hart. Sorry about that, Josh. But yeah, I think that's pretty cool. You know, getting the old band back together. These guys have all been balling. Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson have been playing amazing for the Knicks. And DiVincenzo can definitely add that wing depth. We saw him do it in Golden State, and he can definitely he's not going to be your primary scorer, obviously, but he can feed off someone like Brunson, someone like Julius Randle, and really. Because he can make shots, but he can also feed off them and be that kind of secondary, tertiary playmaker. But moving on to some football transfer news, because that's really the main two things that we got going on today. In the sports world, big news from an American, because you know we always have to cover those guys. Timothy Weah moving from Lille in the Liga, heading over to Juventus. Pretty exciting news because. Because he's going to be filling that Cuadrado role. He's going to be playing that right wing back, more like a right winger. And if he can really flourish in that, we've seen what he can do in that attack with Pulisic up top in that right wing spot. So just getting him more games, getting him into a very competitive Juve side, I think it'll be fun for us to watch. As Americans, the squad is looking up for sure because... Weah's looking good in Lille. You have Balogun's coming in. Pulisic might be moving to AC Milan. We see Yunus Musa possibly moving to AC Milan. And it's just looking good. And quick side note, Yunus Musa Valencia, I think, was not working out, man. He had to move on from there. But, yeah, super big news for the Americans. Super happy when they get, you know, those big money moves as well. And... Some big news for Liverpool. They are closing in on a $70 million move for RB Leipzig's Dominik Szoboszlai. Sorry, I cannot do Hungarian names, man. But he has that midfield. Jurgen Klopp needed someone, obviously, because you're not running. You're not running Trent as your main midfielder. But yeah, he definitely holds it down for you. You still got guys like Henderson, Fabinho, but you need some new talent, especially after you lose out on Bellingham. This Szoboszlai definitely helps him out. I've been watching some of his tapes, some of his highlights, man. He is a very electric player. Very electric player. But yeah, ending the night off with some MLB action. You already know we gotta highlight our enemy's downfalls. Royals scoring 5 runs in the first inning off of the Dodgers starter Julio Urías, and I mean I love to see it. They held on for a 6-4 win. And yeah, you just love to see it. In other news, Paul Goldschmidt hits a 3-run home run to put the St. Louis Cardinals up in an eventual win, 11-4 over the New York Yankees. Yes, sir, baby. We like to see it. And we're definitely not going to mention that Josh Young's RBI double helped the Rangers close out the Astros 5-2 because that does not really matter at all. Yeah, thank you all so much for watching. That basically wraps up our podcast for today. I mean, this summer, especially during this time, that's mainly what we're going to be getting: free agency, transfer market, F1's today, Sunday, I guess, for you guys. But we'll have F1, definitely going to be covering that. And we got MLB, so we ain't got, you know, NBA or NFL in season or football, but you know, we gotta make do, and it's still an enjoyable time to be watching sports. So thank y'all so much for watching. Make sure to keep watching or keep listening, my bad, every single day. We post these podcasts daily. Make sure you give us a follow on all our social medias, Instagram, Twitter, really wherever you are, we are as well. I know you're tired of hearing me say that, but again, thank y'all so much for watching, and peace.